The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Hey friends, I've got a great strategy today, how we can speak so our voices are not silenced.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, what a joy to be with you today on The Line of Fire. Here's the number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. Yesterday, the anniversary, 21st anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy. Also, a few days back, the passing of Queen Elizabeth, which I didn't even talk about on the radio for a couple of reasons. And a lot of stuff to talk about to encourage you, friend, that you are not alone, that you have not lost your mind, that you're not the only one who thinks the way you think. So we're going to talk about that. I want to encourage each of you that has a burden, that has a concern, that it has something that is a weight, not be afraid to speak up even when you seem to be alone. Now, I'm going to open the phone lines to anything you want to talk to me about, any subject of any kind that ties in any way with the Line of Fire broadcast. You can call with your question, with your comment, with your criticism. Oh, yeah. 866-348-7884. Before I get into the heart of what I want to talk to you about today, let me step back first and mention Queen Elizabeth's passing. The Friday broadcast of last week was pre-recorded. I had to be traveling out earlier than normal. It was pre-recorded. I answered a bunch of questions that were submitted on Facebook, great questions that we got to address on the air. Thursday was when the news got out of Queen Elizabeth's passing, but I didn't even know about it. I had been busy teaching all morning and then went from there to do radio, and then after the show, saw the headlines. The thing that's so interesting for me as an American is it's very hard for me to relate to the whole royalty thing. Now, I understand that through human history, kings, queens, royalty, monarchs, that's been the norm. What we're used to in America, what we grew up with, is not the norm historically. And in many parts of the world, it's still not the norm. And I remember talking to some British Christians a few years ago, and one was saying how blessed they are to have a queen. And it was such an odd concept to me. Can you relate to that? It's so different. But for those who grow up in it, there's a significance, especially when it's Britain's longest reigning monarch, 70 years, and that she represented something great to the nation, and her popularity transcended the generations. So as I was thinking about it, I didn't really know what to say except deep condolences to our friends in the United Kingdom and others that looked to Elizabeth as queen, and may her legacy be blessed. So I didn't have anything profound to say, anything deep to offer. But for those who wonder, how come you didn't say anything? Well, first, I didn't realize it happened until my show was over. The next show was pre-recorded, and this is the first one live since. But beyond that, I haven't written an article, or I just don't know what do I have to say that is going to add to her memory or contribute to the future. So my condolences to those who are mourning her loss. And you think of a life well lived seems like a life that was well lived. Okay, so it doesn't take much to trigger the pain of the memories of 9/11 because it strikes close to our household. Nancy's brother Douglas was one of the people killed that day. And every death that day was tragic. Every death that day was grievous. And those people just going about a day's work there in D.C., New York City or D.C., never to come home. Now, I know that happens every day. Someone gets in a car wreck. Someone dies of a heart attack. They don't expect it to happen. But here it's this massive tragedy and the madness and insanity of what was behind it and what was driving it. In Nancy's case, her brother Douglas, it strikes home on another level because he had worked in the New York in the Twin Towers years earlier, but he wasn't regularly working there. He just happened to be there that day for a trade show. You think, well, why that day? Why couldn't it have been another day? Left behind his wife and two kids. So Nancy showed me a picture that the daughter had posted of him with her and her brother when they were little. So you just see that. It's just so heart-wrenching. And many, of course, the families never recovered, never healed. Many of the firefighters involved lost colleagues, committed suicide. Families just with a terrible blow. But reminds us of the dark degree of evil. It reminds us of how destructive Satan is. It reminds us of the ugliness and sinfulness of human beings outside of God's grace. And that the only real hope we have, the only real solid hope, the only real rock is the Lord. Because everything else is here today and gone tomorrow. Empires, nations, everything here today and gone tomorrow. There are no big people in God's sight. There is a big God, period. And there are masses, millions, billions of little people, all of them loved by God, all of whom Jesus died for, and all can find refuge and hope and life in him. So to anyone that's listening now and you're hurting, like percentage-wise, I know with the audience we have by God's grace, radio, social media, the various platforms, podcasts, I know percentage-wise there are going to be a number of you hurting, grieving, some hopeless, some suicidal, some at the end of your rope. Turn to the Lord with everything, as if there was no other hope, there was no other way, there was no other refuge. Turn to him with everything so that your hope is found in him alone. He will not fail you. He will not let you down. How many times have we seen, and you know the saying, man's extremity is God's opportunity. How many of you came to faith in Jesus in the first place because of difficulties you went through? I was talking to someone who had been away from the Lord and finally came back to the Lord. And I asked him, what was the key in your coming back to the Lord? He said, candidly, loneliness and poverty. He got to the end of himself. You say, oh, well, that proves it. Religion is just a crutch. Your whole God thing is just a crutch. No, crutch? Are you kidding me? No, this is life support. This is everything. Because you may skip your way through life. You may make a lot of money. You may be popular. Life may go well for you. But it's here today, gone tomorrow, and then eternity. And you'll stand before God and give account. All of us will. What are you going to say on that day? And you'll look at your life and think, I wasted. I wasted all these years just by having a good time. So friends, this is reality. What happens is often when we get to the end of ourselves, often when we face a crisis, reality strikes us. That's when we understand, oh, I need God. I need help. We all need God. We all need help. We all need mercy. I tweeted yesterday, I said, every so often it strikes me afresh how God doesn't treat us as our sins deserve as believers, not just as unbelievers. God forgave us and cleansed us and put our sins on Jesus' shoulders when we asked for mercy and brought us into his kingdom and family. And that's glorious and wonderful, and we're so grateful. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. But even as believers, God has extraordinary mercy on us. God has continued grace on us. So look to him. All right. We're doing something today I'm going to tell you about in a moment. I don't know that we've ever done this before, but this is a radio-only special offer we're going to give you in a moment. So if you're watching, if you're listening, either way, it's a call-in-only offer. So however you're taking in this message, live radio right now, live stream on YouTube or Facebook, or catching up to it later on computer, on podcast, this is a call-in only offer. And if you're calling in after the fact, if you leave your info, we will get right back to you. Here's what we want to do. We want to bless you with something, and we want to do something unique. This is not being sent out via email to everybody like we normally do. It's not being posted on our website like we normally do. So this is just an in-house special thing. If you're calling in now and lines are busy, just leave your info, someone will get right back to you, okay? But let me tell you the offer and then the number to call. You ready? I'm really excited to do this. So my brand new book, The Political Seduction of the Church, is out. We're getting blown away by the reports, responses of people reading it, how it's speaking to them, and how it's being there. Yes, this is what I thought. This is what I wanted to say. So that is tremendously, tremendously encouraging to see and hear. That's why I wrote the book. Felt it's absolutely critical. We want to put some extra resources in your hand today. So are you ready? My brand new book, The Political Seduction of the Church, literally hot off the press, how millions of American Christians have confused politics with the gospel. That book, plus my book, How Saved Are We, came out in 1990. One of the most intense books you will ever read in your life. Burning as I wrote it, it burning your heart as you read it. What a wake-up call and vision of what real salvation is. And then my message, Holy Desperation, preached in the Brownsville Revival. The altars were flooded. People literally running to the altar began to cry out to God for fresh visitation and repentance in their own life. So the CD of that message, it's over $40 of resources, just $25. But here's how you order it. It's not online. Here's how you order. Call this number, 704-498-4673. Let me give that to you again. 704-498-4673. So the book, Political Seduction of the Church, the book, How Saved Are We, and the CD message, Holy Desperation. Over $40 of resources, just $25. Once more, 704-498-4673. Call now, order. You can order multiple packages if you want. If lines are busy, just leave your info. We will get right back to you. I can't wait to get these into your hands, because I deeply believe as you read, as you listen, you'll be informed, you'll be stirred, your life will be impacted so you can impact those around you. All right, we come back. I'm going to get into an important strategy with you today on The Line of Fire. Stay right here.
The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us on The Line of Fire. All right, things are going to get pretty intense for a little while. Just a heads up. We've got some pretty weighty things to share with you, but things I know you want to hear. All right, here's some background. 866-34-TRUTH for those who want to weigh in or ask me any question on any subject that relates at all to the broadcast. So often over the years, people will say to me, well, you write what I'm feeling. You're articulating what's in my heart. That's why for years we've been introduced as your voice for moral, cultural, spiritual revolution, your voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity. By God's grace, we've got these great platforms to reach millions of people every week in radio and social media and writing and video and TV, so we can get a message out that you're burning with. So we take this as a sacred privilege. As I've been on secular TV, I know it's not just about honoring the Lord and representing Him, but representing each of you as we stand together in our convictions. So I was preaching this past Saturday in Pensacola, Florida, at a large conference, Light the Fire Again conference at the Pensacola Convention Center. And after the message, which was entitled, We Need God, just talking with a colleague here at S. Dr. Brown And he mentioned to me a quote from Doug Wilson, who said, "We can't vote our way out of something, we send our way into." And that was pretty much what my message was about, that the only hope for the nation is revival in the church and awakening in the society, that we've fallen too far morally, culturally, spiritually to have any way to get back without divine intervention, and that when we look to politics to do what only the gospel can do, we will be disappointed. And I began to lay out ways that we had been politically seduced while calling us to be politically involved. And there was a young lady listening to the message, 13 years old, and her mom and dad, missionaries in Italy for many years, dad Italian, mom American, students in our ministry school. And she texted to her mom while listening to the message. I thought they were online, but they were actually in different parts of the building. She said, "He's saying what we're all thinking." Meaning her whole family feeling the same way, thinking the same way. "He's saying what we're all thinking." And when I saw those words, they deeply blessed me, not just coming from a 13-year-old, but the fact that I know that many of the concerns I have raised, you have felt also. Many of the burdens I have expressed, you have carried also. Many of the concerns, the words, the things that we've addressed, saying something is wrong, you've been feeling that, but haven't had the platform to get the message out. And when I speak, we're all speaking together. Acts 2, then Peter stood with the 11. Even though Peter spoke, as my friend Yesupadam from India says, when he spoke, they all spoke, because he was speaking for them. Now, I want to share some ways that we cannot be silenced together a little bit further into the broadcast. But to paint a picture of where we stood in America today, I use some illustrations. I first put up a picture, and those watching will put this up for you now. It was Richard, known now as Rachel Levine, together with Sam Brinton. So Richard Levine in Health and Human Services in the Biden administration, Sam Brinton in nuclear waste disposal. So these are high-level people in the Biden administration, and they are in official business with the French ambassador, so representing America. And there is a picture of Richard Levine. So I'm, quote, dead-naming Richard. I could get banned from Twitter for doing this. So there he is in his dress, military outfit, as an admiral. Next to him, Sam Brinton, also in a dress, his head shaved, you know, made up, female makeup. He does drag queen kind of stuff, gender fluid. These are representatives of the American government. May the Lord save them, bring them into wholeness, bring them into repentance. But this is the madness of the day in which we live. Then I put up a picture. It looks like someone staged it, photoshopped it, but it's real. There is a drag queen, a satanic-looking drag queen, I'm talking about, with horns, reading to toddlers, drag queen reading hour, endorsed enthusiastically by the American Library Association. I mean, absolutely demented. May the Lord save and deliver that man as well and bring him into wholeness in the Lord. And these things get packed out. Parents can't wait to bring their kids to these things. This is some of the perversion of today's society. Then I played this clip from the beginning of the movie that I had the privilege of hosting for the American Family Association, American Family Studios, in his image, just to give a picture of where things are at in America. Let's listen.
You want to be a drag queen and your parents don't let you? You need new parents.
I'm a man. My ID says female. He's being rude. Know your pronouns. Know your pronouns.
It is man.
LGBDTTTIQQ.
Why to mom?
The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
The issues are unavoidable. They're on the news.
I did not have a chance to comment on how good the White House looked in rainbow colors.
They're in our legislation.
The Texas bathroom bill.
In our schools.
Drag queen story hour.
Our entertainment, our social media. They're even reaching into our churches.
Let us be the church together.
They're causing families to question everything they thought they knew.
I was being asked to choose my child and my church. I chose my child.
And they're pushing everyone who calls themselves a follower of Christ to wrestle with the question, what does God think about all this?
By the way, you can watch that entire documentary for free at inhisimage.movie. Inhisimage.movie. Great stories, incredible stories of God's mercy and grace and restoration and answers to prayer. Inhisimage.movie. Or just go onto YouTube, watch that In His Image. Okay, stirring stuff, eye-opening stuff, painful stuff. Then I played this clip from a preschool teacher who identifies as NB, non-binary. This is preschool. This is four-year-olds. Check it out.
Story time. This has been my first year in preschool with a class of my own, teaching alongside another queer neurodivergent educator, and we have been rocking our two's class. We've been talking about gender and skin color and consent and empathy and our bodies and autonomy. It's been fabulous. But our teaching team is shifting and a new person is being onboarded, someone with many years of experience. So today at the lunch table, when the topic of gender and genitals came up, one of our students plainly looked up and said, "Well, I'm a girl today, but I know that teacher Co isn't. No, they're NB." And the look on the incoming teacher's face was priceless. She was shocked in a good way, and she just looked around at the two of us and said, "This class is incredible, and I am so impressed."
As I said to all those watching Saturday morning, this is child abuse, and may the Lord have mercy on that young woman and bring her to Himself. And then I played a clip of a mom, sort of loving mom, with her little boy, toddler boy, as he's reading through the Gay BC book. In mom's mind, she's helping her kid be accepting and open and welcoming. I don't know that we'll get through the whole clip here, but let's just play it as much as we have time. This was the last clip that I played Saturday morning to just say America needs God and there is no political solution to fix it. Let's listen.
E is for
ally.
E is for
bi.
C is for
coming out.
D is for
drag.
E is for
equality.
F is for
family. We missed the code.
G is for
gay.
H is for
hope.
I is for
intersex.
J is for
joy.
K is for
cookie.
L is for
lesbian.
M is for
Martin.
N is for
non-binary.
O is for
orientation.
Very good. P is for
pans.
Q is for
That's okay.
Q is for queer.
Queer.
All right. So it goes on to the end of the alphabet. Again, that's a loving mom involved with her kid. And raising that kid in ways that we say, please, no. This kid's going to grow up confused. What's the political solution for that? Who are we going to elect that's going to fix that? There is no political solution. Should we be involved? Yes. The midterm election is important. Yes. But friends, we need God. Starting in the church, sweeping from there into the society. We come back, just want to tell you how we can make a difference together. I've got some hope, some encouragement for you. And hopefully, I'm saying what you're thinking. I got to tell you about the middle school boy that came up to talk to me at a book signing we were doing for the political seduction book after my message. You got to hear what this 12-year-old boy had to say to me. We'll be right back.
This is how we rise, oh. Heavy as a hurricane, louder than a freight train. This is how we rise, oh. Heart is beating faster. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us on The Line of Fire. Together, we cannot be silenced. Do you have a question for me? Do you differ with me? Would you like to give me a piece of your mind? Are you just reading the Bible and wondering about something? We'll get to some calls. 866-348-7884. I didn't take live calls Friday. I answered social media questions, so here's a good day to get in. 866-34-TRUTH. Okay. I want to tell you a conversation I had with a 12-year-old boy. I believe it was his mom and dad with him, but he did all the talking. They smiled as he talked, a young couple and a 12-year-old boy. He came to my table after I spoke Saturday in Pensacola at the Light the Fire Again conference. I was doing a book signing for my political seduction book. So it's great time to meet people face-to-face and hear from them. And it was really, really interesting. It was really, really interesting to hear how many people came up to me and said, I thought I was the only one feeling like this. Because in my message, I gave a list of ways to know that we had been politically seduced. As someone who voted for Donald Trump twice, as someone who strongly encourages Christians to get involved, be it in the local school board or voting or being informed, as someone who's been on the front lines of the culture wars now for almost 20 years, especially focused on LGBTQ plus related issues and reaching out to people at the same time. So as someone encouraging us not to withdraw from the political scene, but to be salt and light in the midst of it, I said, here are ways to know that we've been politically seduced. And I've been through this on the air. I don't want to rehash it again, but, you know, when we're more concerned about winning the elections than winning the lost, when we become an appendage to a political party, when we lift up a person in a way that we should only lift up the Lord, when we become as vulgar and nasty as the candidates that we support, when we divide over a candidate rather than unite around Jesus, and on and on. So I've been going through this, and one after another, people said, that's how I feel. But I don't feel like I could speak up. Now, if you don't have the book yet, Political Seduction of the Church, you missed out on the pre-order, the signed pre-order copies. We got a great resource offer for you today, so let me make this available. This is by phone only. So if you're listening day after the show went live on podcast and you're not calling in during our show hours, no problem. Just call, leave your contact info. We'll get right back to you immediately so you can take advantage of this. But this is not advertised online. You can't go to our website and find this. No email announcement. This by phone only. Just something special that we're doing this week. So here's the number to call, 704-498-4673. Once more, 704-498-4673. Get my book, The Political Seduction of the Church. Dr. Brown, do you deal with false